In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos voskrese. Christos aneste. Brothers and sisters, on this bright day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we read from the Gospel of John, which does not say anything about resurrection. There are passages in the Scripture that speak of the resurrection. We read 11 of them in cycle throughout the year during Matins. But we didn't read this time about the resurrection. We read about it this morning, but we did not read this evening. Now why is this, that we read from the Gospel of John and not a resurrection story? Well, we certainly know about the resurrection. But have we lived it yet? Who is the resurrection? Jesus Christ. St. John, preeminently, of all of the apostles and the evangelists, shows us who Jesus Christ is. In order for the resurrection to be actualized in our life, we must know Jesus Christ. So it is apropos that from this day forward, during the cycle of Pascha, the 40 days and onwards, 40 days after Pascha is the Ascension, then 50 days is Pentecost. We read from the Gospel of John because we are to learn of Jesus Christ, the one who is meek and lowly, the one who came to save us from our sins. Just knowing this does not make it happen. We have to live according to who Jesus Christ is. The joy of the resurrection is that we can become completely alive, completely human, as we were meant to be. Because right now, brothers and sisters, we are in a state that is between human and not human. Because God created us to know Him perfectly and intimately. Since we do not, we are not quite what we should be. But the joy of the resurrection is that we can become that. Jesus Christ became us in all things, like us in all things except for sin. And He lived on this earth as a man and also fully as God, having two natures, not intermixed, but cooperating with one another. And His nature, His human nature, is as ours. Or is as ours should be, I should say. It was as ours in all things except sin, even to the point that it would die, because we know our Lord died on the cross. But then a wondrous thing happened. Of His own power, of His divinity. The hymns of Holy Saturday especially sing of it. The one who created the universe, who laid dead in the tomb, became alive. Of His own power. And He imbued humanity with the ability to be alive too. This is what we are celebrating, brothers and sisters. We're not celebrating the event of Christ rising from the dead. We're celebrating the reality that we can rise from the dead. And make no mistake, it is not a future event for us. The Lord made that perfectly clear when He began preaching, when He said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." So right now, brothers and sisters, we should live according to the resurrection in everything. And as we live in that light, we become light. And we become peaceful. Now let's be honest with ourselves. There's a lot in us that's not peaceful. There's a lot in us that is not light. But God came so that we could be all light. That's what we're celebrating today. He resurrected Himself so that we could become resurrected. For Him it happened in a flash, in a moment. For us it happens over a lifetime. With struggle, with difficulties, with happiness, with sadness, with holiness, and with depravity. All the things that are mixed up in our complex nature. But I tell you, God's nature is not complex. He is only good. And that is what we are to become. simple and only good. And our Lord Jesus Christ, although he was man, was simple, because he was only good as man and only good as God. And he made us capable of becoming good and fully human. This is what we celebrate today. And this is why we read the Gospel of John. Because you cannot know the resurrection unless you know Jesus Christ. It's not possible. And there is only one way to know Jesus Christ. To become like him. That is what we are called to do. And the great joy is that it is possible. The great joy is that God came so that we could become like him. This is what we celebrate today, brothers and sisters. Anything you do in your life, no matter what it is, no matter how small, no matter how large, no matter how long it takes, or if it is just for a moment, if it is according to the resurrection, then it will bring you light. Anything that you do not according to the resurrection only brings darkness. It really is that simple. Certainly we live in a complex life with complex decisions to make about things, difficulties that we are perplexed about. That's true. But basically life is choose good and avoid evil. Not because the Lord commands, but because it is the only way to have life. So we celebrate today that we can have life. But brothers and sisters, this life is in knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we read the Gospel of John. You know, after a feast, the church will have hymns that sort of discuss the feast in a deeper way. You'll see this all throughout the whole period of Pascha. All of the Gospels for Sunday are about gradual enlightenment of man. Because the resurrection occurs in us bit by bit. You can see it, how it happened to the women, to the apostles. At first they could not believe. At first they were afraid. At first they thought that the words of the women in the case of the apostles were nonsense. Thomas couldn't believe for 8 days. Peter couldn't have the joy of the resurrection until the Lord had them go fishing and restored him after they caught fish. This is the way life is, brothers and sisters. It takes time to be enlightened. It takes effort to be enlightened. And the church will speak about it over these next 40 and 50 days. So the Gospel of John is sort of the prelude to all that. Because the church is Jesus Christ. All truth is Jesus Christ. Truth is not an abstract concept. Truth is a person. Jesus Christ. So when you say that you live according to the truth, that means you are becoming like Christ. So the Gospel of John teaches us preeminently who Christ is. But it cannot be learned just by reading. It can only be learned by becoming. So let us celebrate today that we can become like as God. We can become light with no darkness in us at all. We can become arisen with no death in us at all. This is what we were created for. And this is what we celebrate. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos Aneste.
Aletheos
Aneste. Christos. Christos Voskrese. God bless you. Help you to live in the light of the resurrection.